Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships, what makes them work, how to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome.
How many times have you created a wish list of your dream partner and you still don't have anyone? We are both relationships coaches, Heather Garbutt and Eva Andreessen, and we would like to share with you our experience with that wish list, goals and intentions.
Thank you, Eva. Yes. What is the difference between a wish list, a goal and an intention? It's a big question.
It's a big
wish list is... Sorry, go on.
You can go. It's okay.
Thank you. A wish list is just that. It's a load of wishes. And a goal is a sort of mental construct, and it requires just concrete action to aim towards it. Whereas an intention is something so much deeper. Would you like to explain that, Eva?
Yeah, I would like to go as well back to wish list, because wish list, as you said, it's a lot of wishes. And sometimes it's like coming through, like, it would be good if we have that. I would like to have this, completely disconnected from what we really want. Like, it's like, oh, it would be good. And maybe it's even not good for us, but somebody told us, or we heard about it, or we saw it somewhere, like, it might be good. And the goal, as you said, it's something like that, it takes some action, it's about doing stuff. But intention is something really higher, and intention is mostly like about being. Why I need to become actually to have this fulfilled? What is really, really important to me? Intention is always connected with us, but also the dream can be bigger than we can even imagine, because the goal is something like if I will be my best self, I can do stuff and maybe it will happen. My intention is really who I need to become, that I fulfill my intention, that I have all these feelings and I can really experience what is really important to me. Yeah, Heather, would like to add something to this?
Yeah, it's when we become, it's who we would have been without all the cross currents of emotional neglect. Or even abuse, you know, the lack of expressed love in a language that we could really understand it. That really creates a sense of lack inside us and the loneliness we were talking about before. It creates a sort of cut-off feeling in ourselves, and it makes it more difficult for us to have the relationships or even express ourselves in the way that we would really want to. So the work that we do in setting an intention is to be who we would have become without those cross currents. That if you go back to your little self and you feel how vibrant and innocent and powerfully creative you were, that's who we want you to be in adult form.
Yeah.
It's important. Sorry, go on. You'd say the next piece that you want to say. I'm going on and on.
No, it's okay. Yeah, it's actually sometimes it needs a shift in our identity, because sometimes we generate life from the wounded part we don't know about, or with our survival part, with that, like I call it always, the mask we created to really be good in life, self-sufficient, or like very good in doing stuff, like hero. Sometimes people are heroes, like achievers. Yeah, big high achiever, it's actually survival mode, like to be able not to feel the inner feeling, like feeling not good enough, you are a high achiever. And sometimes it can get us later in life that we burn out or that we feel unhappy, not fulfilled inside, because just we need to achieve more and more, or be superhero, or be more self-sufficient, that we show our value, and it's not sustainable and it creates a lot of pain. And there is something in the middle, which we usually can't see without help of coach. That is your true self. And you actually transform your wound. You don't need to be achiever anymore. You can really create a life from more inner peace, from love, and from joy.
From wonderful self-care. And it's from that place that you can choose and attract somebody that will match that quality in you. Like, if you're doing it from your masked self, from your false love identity, from your adapted child, you're likely to attract somebody who's the same as that, or their jigsaw piece fits with that. Whereas if you are your fully developed self, and we're always developing, you're likely to attract someone who is fully developed as well, who's mature, who's got a secure attachment style, and can meet you there, and then you can create and live together.
Yeah, and this is the magic. Yeah, and also it's about really be connected to yourself, because you become the right partner for your right partner through this process. We do calling in the one group coaching, and we can support you to really connect with your true self and really become your right partner for your right partner, and knowing what you really want to fulfill, how you would like to feel in your relationship, what you really would like to experience. And so many people don't know. Usually through their bad experience, they know what they don't want to feel anymore, or what they don't want in their relationships. But if they just think about it, they always have it back. And also, if you also don't change yourself and your patterns, you recreate all the time the same or similar relationships. And I would like you to have healthy one, the better one, the one you deserve.
Yeah, absolutely. And we both have found that calling in the one is a really good process for doing this. So we're going to run a course for 8 weeks, starting at the end of February, 20th of February, where we'll take you through calling in the one step by step in a small group, so that you can be held and supported while you do this and have the benefit of our wisdom and insight and coaching as you go. And we're going to do the two introductions so you can have a taste before you decide. And they are, could you say the dates and times?
The first one is 30 of January from 1:30 UK time. No, actually 2:30 UK time and 3:30 European time. And the second one is, I don't know the date, actually.
I think that one's on the 19th, I think.
19th of February.
13th and the 19th, yeah.
Yeah. If you are interested, we definitely can send you all the details. Just send us the message or email. You can send me the email on eva@andreessen.cz or to Heather.
@heathergarbutt.com.
Yeah. And we would love to meet you. We would love to support you. We can even have 30 minutes free conversation with us before you start the training with us. It's what we offer, because we are a big stand for love and healthy relationships.
We want you to be choosing the partner of your best dreams and intentions in 2024. And we want you to be doing this in the most easy, relaxed, comfortable, joyful, loving and abundant way, and healthily.
Yeah. And actually, the group, little group of people, always have a safe container of support and openness. And it's a pleasure for me and Heather to support people on this journey. And we are always thrilled by great success of people and their sharing of their dating and their like finding new way how to pursue relationships and dating, and especially themselves.
Wonderful to see. We get great feedback. So we hope to see you then.
Hope to see you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.